For a faster, easier way to keep your kitchen and bathroom spotless, change to Babbo, the amazing cleaner that dissolves grease. The makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton. The story of what it means to be the wife of one of the richest, most attractive men in all America. The story of the conflict between love and riches in a world so many dream of, but where so few dreams come true. Ladies, here's a special Babbo use you'll welcome. When washing dishes, sprinkle a little Babbo in the water before adding soap. Babbo softens the water and you need less soap. Thus, you save soap and money. And then, most important, dishes and glassware wash cleaner, easier, sparkle with a brand new brightness. Here's the reason why. In dishwashing, as in all your cleaning, it's grease that binds dirt to surfaces. Babbo dissolves grease. With grease gone, dirt, food particles, and all that smoky film wipe off quickly, easily. Switch to grease dissolving Babbo today, B-A-B-O. Use Babbo for dishwashing for all your cleaning. And now, Laura Lawton. The disappearance of her husband, Peter Carver, from the Washington Hospital where he was being treated for a serious brain disorder is presenting another problem to Laura. For Carolyn Lamb, the possessive fiancée of Dr. Randy Valancourt, who came from New York City to attend Peter, visited Laura and stated her belief that Peter had never been at the hospital. But it was a trumped-up story to cover the real reason for Randy's attentions to Laura. Now, this morning, as Laura prepares to leave her little apartment, the doorbell rings, and Laura opens the door. Find her visitor is none other than Dr. Randy Valancourt himself.
Randy.
Good morning, Laura. This is an unearthly hour to come visiting, I know.
Randy, you have news about Peter.
Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Oh. Come in.
I was selfish enough to behave as if there were nothing more important than what I have to say to you.
It's just that every ring of the doorbell or of the telephone might be news of Peter's whereabouts.
Of course.
And I know everyone's working very hard, trying very hard to find him. Why did you come, Randy? Was it about Carolyn?
Yes.
I was rather surprised to see her last night. I couldn't imagine who she was. It was late, you know, when she came.
She telephoned me after she left you.
I couldn't seem to convince her that you and I know each other very slightly, Randy. It seems to bother her that you stay here in Washington.
Carolyn is spoiled and difficult, Laura. Try not to let it bother you.
How discreet will she be about Peter's disappearance?
That worries me. That's why I'm here.
In other words, you don't think she'll be very discreet?
No.
Well, it won't be good if his disappearance reaches the newspapers, Randy.
We're working on that now. Dr. Mercer's seeing a few people. I came early to talk to you about that. If we can convince Carolyn...
Well, you're engaged to her, aren't you?
Yes.
Why aren't you married?
When I wanted to get married, Carolyn didn't. Now Carolyn wants to.
Oh.
One of those tricks fate keeps up her sleeve, you see. I was going through heavens knows what because of Carolyn. Jealous, unsure, so on. But now, things are different.
I think that's unfortunate. I think that life in general is bad enough without unhappiness stemming from temperament being allowed to make it worse.
May I drive you to the shipyard?
If you will.
How's it going there, Laura?
Well, not very well. We're having some difficulty at the plant about our new barge. Stephen Grant and I are enthusiastic about it. I go along with Stephen because, after all, he is a successful marine architect. But no one else agrees with us. And one workman in particular is able to make the rest of the men feel that it's an unwise venture.
Well, get rid of him.
We can't. It's Bert Harris.
Oh?
He's a fixture with a shipyard. Devoted to Peter and so on. And a very loud voice among the men.
Laura.
Don't.
Don't what?
Don't tell me you're sorry for me. That will just lead me on to being sorry for myself. And I don't want to be.
All right, Laura. I may say you're brave, though.
I wonder how true that is. I don't think I am, Randy. I don't think I'm at all brave.
Laura drives to the shipyard with Randy, unaware that Bert Harris holds all the answers to Peter's disappearance. In fact, is hiding Peter at his little fishing cabin in the care of his wife, Bessie. Meanwhile, outside one of the great workshops, Stephen Grant is saying to Peter's secretary, May Case.
Well, Bert Harris should be here in a few minutes, May. Ordinarily, he opens up the place.
How did he take it when you told him the police didn't want him around, Stephen?
Not very well. As a matter of fact, he was rather ugly about it.
That, of course, is all Laura needs. Dissension here at the shipyard when she's working so hard to save them from failing.
I suggested Harris take a vacation. He got even madder at that.
He's going to be a problem, Stephen. I know he will be a problem.
He resents Laura terribly. Why?
He's built her into a symbol of the idle rich, Stephen. He knows that Peter's father built the shipyard, that Peter himself has worked terribly hard here, and now Laura reaps the profits. He's sure she's dressed in ermine and mink constantly, you know. He's convinced she's a butterfly.
He should have his face pushed in.
Stephen, don't quarrel with Bert Harris.
Well, I'll try not to, but why do you say it that way?
He's very strong.
Well, I'm no lightweight, mate.
I know, but Bert Harris is stronger. And when he's angry, he's doubly as strong. There was trouble here with him years ago.
Ah.
There was an investigation and considerable excitement. He almost killed a man with his bare hands over an argument.
Well, should I carry a gun or just a heavy mallet?
Don't joke about it, Stephen. Sometimes a person who is as devoted as Bert is to Peter becomes a little touched in the head and does violent, dreadful things.
I'll not joke, May. But you know, Bert Harris is getting on in years. He'd be very foolish to take on a younger man like me.
Stephen, I was down here when that fight took place. They sent for me. Bert Harris was a man out of his mind with rage. He was like a great, towering monster.
Well, I'm sure he has a glass jaw. But don't worry, May. I'll be tactful. But you know he's going in for some ugly cracks about Laura.
Oh?
And because he's in the position he is, he's listened to. That annoys me.
Laura can stand it, Stephen.
Okay. But you see, I...
What were you going to say?
Nothing. You know what it was anyway, don't you?
I think I do, Stephen. But I hope I don't.
Well, Laura's pretty wonderful, May.
She is. And she has a big job to handle running this place. Don't make it harder for her.
You know I won't, May. Oh, there's Harris now.
He's huge, Stephen. Just look at him. He's enormous.
The bigger they are,
the... Good morning.
Are you looking for me?
No, Harris. As a matter of fact, I wasn't. Miss Case and I were just down here checking a few things.
I overslept. I was tired.
It's okay, Harris. It's none of my business.
This is the first time I've been late in I don't know when.
How's your wife, Bert?
Bessie's okay.
I must go out to see her one of these days. Does she still make those wonderful spice cookies?
Sure.
Well, I'm going out to see her this week. Do you remember how Mr. Carver loved Bessie's cookies? I remember he'd ask you if you had any in your lunchbox.
Yeah.
They were very good, Stephen.
Bessie isn't home, so don't make the trip, Miss Case.
Oh?
She's visiting a sister in Ohio. She won't be back until I don't know when.
Well, that's too bad, Bert. Who's looking after you?
I'm looking after myself. I've got work to do. Excuse me.
Yes, yeah, surely.
Bert is very unhappy, Stephen.
I don't know why he's so edgy with me, May. I don't care if he's late or not.
Poor Bessie. I wonder if she's left him. He was so short about it, wasn't he?
Oh, he's a grouch.
Bessie wouldn't leave him, though. She adored him always. He was very bossy and rude to her if she ever came to see him here. But she seemed never to mind it.
Well...
I could write to her. Bessie might know what was wrong with Bert. Besides, Peter's disappearance, of course.
Stephen? May?
Oh, Laura.
Good morning, Laura. Are you checking up on us? I don't blame you, of course.
How are you this morning?
Fine. There's no news of Peter, May.
I know, dear.
strange how we're all accepting Peter's being gone, isn't it? How we're all just relaxing now.
I don't think we're relaxing, Laura.
Well, I didn't mean that, really. I guess I meant getting used to it. Going on with our day as if nothing had happened. But then, nothing has happened, has it?
Laura, come on into the crane room. I want to show you something. There's a beam up there that is as lovely a piece of work as I've ever seen.
Yes, I wanted to see it. There's it. Oh, heaven.
I never can hear myself think in here.
Watch it, Laura. May, you stay here. I want to show Laura something.
There's Bert Harris working the crane.
Yes. Look up there, Laura.
Oh, yes, Stephen, I see.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful barge when it's finished, Laura. It's going to revolutionize the whole setup.
How do the men stand all this noise all the time?
Well, they get used to it. Now, look, watch Harris manipulate that crane. Watch him guide it and swing it around right to where he wants it.
Beautiful. Magnificent. What in the world would happen if that thing dropped?
It wouldn't be good.
Bert likes what he's doing. Look at him up there in the cab. He's almost smiling.
Good.
I've been worrying about him, Stephen. Come, let's go back to the office.
All right. Easy. Huh? Watch your step there. That's the girl. Why are you worrying about Bert, Laura?
Well, we're very intolerant of him, I think. We don't realize his attitudes and his irritations are all because Peter's missing. If I feel as I do, with all the help and friendship I have around me, what does he feel?
I don't know, and I don't give a hoot, Laura. Don't worry about him.
In the cab of the enormous crane, Bert Harris smiles with satisfaction. How long will he be able to keep the secret of Peter's whereabouts from Laura Lawton? Ladies, busy housewives everywhere tell us they're spending far less time cleaning each day thanks to Babbo's new nationwide survey. So if you haven't already heard the amazing result of this 48-state survey, listen now and learn how you, too, can clean faster, easier. We asked nearly 6,000 women to compare the speed of Babbo with their former cleansers, the new cleansers you hear about. Reports from the women who took part show that Babbo, on the average, saved over 2 minutes in cleaning a wash basin, almost 9 minutes in cleaning a refrigerator, over 4 minutes in cleaning a roaster, and so on. Average savings that total more than 1/2 hour a day. Make this same test yourself on each of the many, many cleaning jobs you're so particular about each day. See if you don't save even more time than these women reported. Another thing, we asked these women, what about safety? What about economy? Over 99% of the replies said they found Babbo safest for costly surfaces, most economical too, because so little Babbo cleans so thoroughly. The reason is simple. 9/10 of the hard scouring you do every day is caused by grease. Babbo was specifically created to dissolve grease. With grease gone, dirt wipes gently away. It's safe, easy. You're through in a hurry. So try Babbo for cleaning your pots and pans, enamelware, porcelain fixtures. See how much faster you clean every day. Get that famous green can with the big white letters B-A-B-O. Get 2 cans, keep 1 can in the bathroom, keep 1 in the kitchen. It'll help you save even more time. Laura Lawton will be on the air at the same time tomorrow. Ford Bond speaking, and asking you to remember that Laura Lawton is brought to you by Babbo, the grease-dissolving cleaner. So tune in tomorrow. And meanwhile, clean those pots and pans and sinks the easy way with Babbo, B-A-B-O.
Hog raisers, here's a free offer that may help you produce more pounds of pork. Send for our new free 48-page book on farm sanitation. It includes methods to help grow healthier, heavier hogs. It also tells how to raise finer cattle and poultry and make your farm more productive through low-cost sanitation methods. To get your copy, write Lycons, L-Y-C-O-N-S, care of this station. Ask for free Lycons farm book.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.